百昆特之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年7月19日，星期日。我们今天又非常荣幸的邀请到我们敬爱的阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 为我们继续讲述今天的圣典布加瓦坦的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So you continue studying from Srimad Bhagavatam. See, this is the second canto. Chapter 8, the questions by King Parikshit, and today we're studying text 20.
我们今天继续阅读圣殿布加瓦坦第二篇第八章，题目是帕克希特王提的问题。今天要阅读的诗节是第20诗节。
Yoga Ishvara,
Yoga Ishvara,
Aishvarya,
Aishvarya.
Gati,
Gati,
Yogeshwara Ishwarya Gatir,
Yogeshwara Ishwarya Gatir,
Linga,
Linga,
Banga,
Banga,
Tu,
Tu,
Yoginam,
Yoginam,
Linga Bangastu Yoginam,
Linga Bangastu Yuginam
Veda Upaveda
Veda Upaveda
Dharmanam
Dharmanam
Veda Vedopaveda Dharmanam
Vedopaveda Dharmanam
Itihasa
Itihasa
Puranayom
Puranayo
Itihasa Puranayo
Itihasa Puranayo
Yogeshwara Ishwarya Gatir
Yogeshwara Ishwarya Gatir
Linga Bhangastu Yoginam
Linga Bhangastu Yoginam
Vedopaveda Dharmanam
Vedopaveda Dharmanam
Itihasa Puranayo
Itihasa Puranayo
Okay, word for word.
Rizu.
Yoga Ishvara
Yoga Ishvara
神秘力量的主人的
Aishvarya
Aishvarya
财富
Gati
Gati
进展
Linga
Linga
精微身体
Banga
Banga
不执着
Tu
Tu
但是
Yoginam
Yoginam
神秘主义者的
Veda
Veda
超人知识
Upaveda
Upaveda
伟大经的补充性读物
Dharmanam
Dharmanam
宗教的
Itihasa
Itihasa 历史
Puranayo
Puranayo
往事书的
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada
译文和要旨由施拉·帕夫帕提供。译文：伟大的神秘主义者的财富是什么？他们最终的觉悟又是什么？完美的神秘主义者怎样离开他们的精微躯体？包括史诗和往事书等补充性的读物在内的伟大文献，其基础知识是什么？要旨。Yogeshwara 神秘力量的主人可以展示八种完美的神通，即变得比原子还小，比羽毛还轻，得到任何想要的一切， 去任何想去的地方，甚至在天空中造出一个星球等等。很多 Yogeshwara 都不同程度的精通这些神秘力量，而他们中最杰出的要属主希瓦。希瓦是最伟大的 Yogi 瑜伽师，他可以做出普通人连想都想不到的奇事。至尊人格守神的奉献者不直接练神秘瑜伽，但凭借至尊主的恩典，却可以击败像 Durasamuni 那样伟大的 Yogeshwara。 Durasamuni 曾向 Ambarish 王挑战，希望炫耀一下他练就的神通。 Ambarish 王是至尊主纯粹的奉献者，而对瑜伽师 Durasamuni 的怒火，他自己没做任何自救的尝试，是至尊主拯救他免受伤害，并迫使 Durasamuni 去祈求他的宽恕。同样 Draupadi 对神通一无所知，但当 Draupadi 身陷险境，遭到库鲁兄弟们要当着皇室成员的面剥光他的衣服的侵犯时，至尊主也救了他，为使他提供无限长的纱里遮盖他的身体。因此正如小孩子因为父母的力量而强而有力，凭借至尊主的无穷的力量，至尊主的奉献者也是神秘力量的主人。他们不去设法保护自己，却因为父母的仁慈而得救。帕克西特王询问学识渊博的 Brahmana 婆罗门 Supadeva Goswami， 这种伟大的神秘主义者的最高目标是什么呢？他们是怎样通过自己的努力来凭借至尊主的仁慈获得这非凡的力量的呢？他还问他们是怎样离开物质的精微和粗糙的躯体，也问了伟大知识的主旨是什么。佛家梵歌第十五章的第十五师节中声明，所有伟大经的目的都是让人认识到至尊人格守神，因而成为怀着爱心。因为成为怀着爱心为他做奉爱服务的仆人。译文：伟大的神秘主义者的财富是什么？他们最终的觉悟又是什么？完美的神秘主义者怎样离开他们的精微躯体？包括史诗和往事书等补充性读物在内的伟大文献，其基础知识又是什么呢？
Omagyana Timiram Dasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshura Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunavari Pashatade Shatarine Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Panchakalpa Taru Vyacha Kripa Sindhu Vyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanidyo Vaishnavepyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Maharaj Parikshit continues asking questions to his guru, Shukadeva Goswami.
在这节诗里呢，是帕格西特王在继续向他的 guru 圣 Shukadeva Goswami 提出问题。
He is interested to know about the opulences of the yogis who perform yoga mystic power who perform yoga in order to acquire mystic powers.
他很感兴趣的想知道那些在习练着瑜伽并且能够得到瑜伽的玄秘力量的人，他们所拥有的富裕都有哪些？
Because in those days, the time of Maharaj Parikshit, yoga, this yoga, mystic yoga was very, still very prominent.
因为在帕克希腾王所生活的年代，瑜伽式的玄秘力量还是非常的占主导地位的。
Even though the mystic yoga was not the main method for attaining perfection, but still was very prevailing in society. They knew about many yogis.
虽然说这个玄秘瑜伽师他并不是达到完美的这种 ，sorry， 就是说 ，you said that the yogis they are not the main。
This yoga process was not the main process for self-realization at that time,
okay.
But still they were very prominent.
Okay, okay. 就是当时呢，习练玄秘瑜伽，它并不是主要的获得自我觉悟的方式，但是呢，依然还是很盛行的一种方式，而且呢，也有大家都认识很多的玄秘的瑜伽师。
The yoga mystic.The Ashtanga Yoga process to achieve perfection, it was very prevailing in Tetra Yuga.
在就是在Tetra 年代，就是在这个银器年代的时候呢，用玄秘瑜伽师，就用玄秘瑜伽的这个力量去获得自我觉悟，这是一个非常主导的方式。
But now in Kali Yuga practically nobody really practice this mystic yoga.
但是现在，特别是在卡利年代，已经没有什么人去习练这个玄秘的瑜伽了。
First, in Kali Yuga, we don't have enough duration of life to pursue this type of yoga and attain perfection.
首先呢，在卡利年代，人们的这个寿命就不够长，没法用不够长的这个寿命去。进行玄秘瑜伽的修习。
If to be in order to become an accomplished devotee, accomplished yogi, it takes many hundred years of practice.
对，为了要成为一名非常有成就的瑜伽师呢，他是需要花很多年的时间去进行习练的。
And yes, yet they do attain great mystic powers.
那的确，这些瑜伽师们他们是获得了很大的玄秘的瑜伽的力量。
Powers that are not we cannot see in ordinary human beings.
而且他们所具有的这种力量呢，是在普通的人身上见不到的。
Powers that would totally blow our minds if you would see them manifested in front of our eyes.
如果你要是看到了这些玄秘瑜伽师在我们的眼前展现他们所拥有的玄秘力量的话呢，我们会被彻底的震惊的。
Unbelievable powers that most people would not accept.
因为呢，他们是拥有非常的令人不可思议的力量的，而且用力量呢是大部分的人是根本就不可能具备的。
They can become smaller than the atom.
他们可以比原子还要小。
That's why they can even penetrate inside a stone.
这也就是为什么他们甚至于可以穿过石头。
They can become very light. They can become very heavy.
他们可以变得很轻，也可以变得很重。
So.In the scriptures is described eight kinds of mystic yogas, and the highest mystic yoga is that you can even create a planet.
在经典里面呢，就描述了有八种玄秘瑜伽师。那最高深的玄秘瑜伽师呢，他甚至于可以创造出一个星球。
So can you imagine this is incredible power.
所以你可以想象一下，这是非常的令人惊叹的力量。
But that was not the goal. That was not the goal of the mystic yoga practice.
但是呢，这并不是玄秘瑜伽师他修习的目标。
Because all these powers, even though unbelievable powers, they are all material powers.
因为他们所展现的这些力量，即便是这些力量是非常的令人不可思议的，但它依然是物质的力量。
So the achievement of these mystic powers, it was not the goal of the yoga practice.
所以说呢，在玄秘瑜伽师他所展现出来的这些玄秘力量，并不是他修习的目标。
The goal was to achieve liberation from material existence and attain the super soul.
那他的目标呢，是为了能够摆脱物质的存在，并且呢，能够真至超灵。
This is much beyond any material mystic power.
而且这个呢，是要远远的高于任何的物质的玄秘力量的。
So, but why then, why they would manifest these powers? Why they would achieve these mystic powers?
但如果是这样的话，为什么他们还会得到这些玄秘的力量，并且要展示这些玄秘的力量呢？
It was just an indication to the yogi that they were progressing nicely.So it was just like an indication that their practice was getting somewhere. They were advancing in a yoga process.
那么这只是要告诉这些瑜伽师们，他们的这个修习是取得进步的，他们是在一个很好的一种状态下在进行练习着，而且这些呢是他们所练习得到的成果。
So they very rarely would use these powers.
所以呢，他们会很少的情况下会展示这些力量。
Most of those yogis, you know, were really after perfection, attaining the super soul. They never showed these mystic powers, even though they had them.
那么，大部分的这些瑜伽师呢，因为他们真正的是要追寻他们所要达到这个完美境界，就是想要真至超灵。所以说呢，他们。即便是有这些玄秘的力量，但是他们也从来都不会去展示这些玄秘力量。
Their interest was to go higher. The mystic powers would be just a distraction for them.
那这些玄秘力量对于他们来说呢，不过是一些打扰而已。所以呢，因为他们的兴趣呢是要走到更高深的境界。
But yes, there are some cases where.The yogis, they show their mystic powers, incredible mystic powers.
但是确实有些情况呢，就是一些瑜伽师们他们会展示他们非常的令人了不起的、大为惊叹的玄秘力量。
We hear about Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is the topmost of all yogis. He can sometimes display some of these wonderful powers.
比如说我们就听说主希瓦，主希瓦呢他是最伟大的玄秘瑜伽师，那他有的时候呢就是会展现这些瑜伽的玄秘力量的。
And there was Durvasa Muni, who came to pay a visit to Maharaj Ambarish, he also had great mystic powers.
那还有来拜访安巴瑞什王的 Durvasa Muni。多尔萨穆尼呢，他也是具有玄秘力量的。
He could with his mystic powers, he could go all over, could fly all over the universe.
以他的玄秘力量呢，他可以在整个的宇宙中飞行。
Even enter in Vaikuntha.
他甚至于能够进入到 Vaikuntha。
He could not stay there, but he entered in Vaikuntha to ask Lord Vishnu for protection.
他虽然说不能够常住在 Vaikuntha, 但是呢，他来到了 Vaikuntha, 并且呢，请求主给他保护。
He wanted to show that he was a great personality, and he wanted to receive.A great respect from others, that was his problem.
那多尔萨穆尼他的问题就在于他认为自己是一个非常了不起的人物，所以说呢，别人一定要对他展示尊敬。
That's the problem. People, when they achieve great powers, they tend to become somehow proud.
问题就在于，当人达到了显著的成就之后呢，他就会变得骄傲起来。
And you see in the material world, in material human society, when somebody is very powerful because he has money, or can control others, or is very very intelligent, tends to become very proud.
在我们的物质社会中呢，我们就可以看到有些人，当他达到了一些成就，比如说他获得了一些金钱，获得了一些很显著的地位的时候呢，他就会变得骄傲起来。
Yeah, but a person is very famous, he's become very proud.
比如说，如果这人他变得很有名的话，他也会变得骄傲起来。
So Maharaj Ambarish at that time was the emperor of the whole planet.
当时的Ambarish Maharaj 呢，他是整个星宿的王。
He had been performing a long fasting, and in that particular day he was going to break the fast, and then that was when Durvasa Muni came there, with his many followers, you know, and he came to visit Ambarish Maharaj.
Ambarish Maharaj 呢，他进行了很长时间的戒食。那么他们到那一天的时候呢，就要打破他的戒食。那刚好这一天呢 ，Durvasa Muni 带着他的很多的追随者信徒们就一起来了，来拜访 Ambarish
Maharaj。Ambarish Maharaj was not a great yogi。
那么 Ambarish Maharaj 呢，他并不是一位伟大的瑜伽师。
But he was a very famous king, very popular, very, very, very dear to everyone. And Durvasa Muni was envious of him.
但是呢，Ambarish王是一位受所有人爱戴的国王，所有人呢都非常的喜欢他。这样呢，就使得 Durvasa Muni 呢，心存嫉妒。
So he came there. He came there about the time where.Ambarish Maharaj, the day when Ambarish Maharaj was going to break his fast.
所以呢，他就是在 Ambarish 王要打破他的戒食的那天来到他这里来拜访他。
So Ambarish Maharaj requested them to go take a bath in a holy river and come back.At the time of breaking the fast, so they after they could take prasad together.
那么 Ambarish 王呢，就建议 Durvasa Muni 带着他的这些信徒们先到附近的一条圣河中去沐浴，然后呢，到打破戒食的时候回来，这样他们就可以一起共进prasad.
So Durvasa Muni purposely stayed longer in a holy river with his disciples.So the time for breaking the fast came up, and he didn't show up, and Maharaj Ambarish was in anxiety because if he would not break the fast, then all this fasting was for no value because it had to be broken at a particular time.
然后呢 ，Durvasa Muni 和他的这些信徒们就故意。在河里面沐浴的时间呢超时了，然后呢，就当这个Ambarish 王一定要打破他的这个戒食的这个时辰到了的时候呢，他们都没有显现。那此时呢 ，Ambarish 王他就很焦虑，因为他就必须要在这个特定的时候打破他的戒食，否则的话，他之前他所进行的这个戒食的这个活动呢就没有任何的效力了。
But if you have guests, you cannot eat before your guests.
但是呢，当你有客人的时候呢，你又不可能在客人没有吃饭之前自己先吃饭。
Particularly if it's honorable guest like Durvasa Muni, if Maharaj Ambarish was going to eat before him, it would be a great offense.
特别是像 Durvasa Muni 这样的一位贵宾。那如果要是 Ambarish 王在 Durvasa Muni 没有荣耀之前就先荣耀了的话，那这对于 Durvasa Muni 来说呢，是一个巨大的冒犯。
But at the same time, he had to break the fast.
但与此同时呢，他又必须得打破他的戒食。
So he was in great I say, in great stress, what should I do? And he asked for the advice of the brahmanas. And the brahmanas said, You, since you are fasting completely, you can break your fast simply by drinking water. And by drinking water, you are not actually eating. It's not like eating. Drinking water is just drinking water. You don't make an offense at drinking water before your guests. You make an offense if you eat a meal before your guests. So you just drink water to break your fast, and you will not be offending Durvasa Muni because you will not be eating.
对，面对这样的这种情况呢，就使得 Ambarish 王就非常的焦虑，他就不知道该怎么办了。所以呢，他就请教他身边的婆罗门们。那么他身边的婆罗门呢，就说：“既然你已经完成了整个的戒食，那么呢，您就喝一点水，以喝水来打破戒食。但是呢，喝水呢又不算是吃了东西，所以说呢。”如果您要是在多尔萨穆尼没有荣耀之前先吃饭的话呢，那这对他来说是一个巨大的冒犯。但是如果您要是在他还没有吃饭之前先喝了一些水，那这个对于他来讲呢并不是冒犯，而且呢这也打破了您的戒食。
So, Durvasa Muni, he was purposely staying in a river at that time, in a holy river, with expectation that Maharaj Ambarish would eat before him, and it would thus being very offensive, having a very offensive attitude towards his guest, and then this would be spread all over the place, all over the kingdom, and the fame of Maharaj Ambarish would be kind of be kind of tainted. So that was the intention of Durvasa Muni, to bring down his fame.
那多尔萨穆尼他此时呢就故意的留在圣河里，然后呢让他在这个圣河里面待的时间长一些，从而呢他就打算，他心里边想着呢Ambarish 王因为没有见到他，所以这会儿呢他应该是先荣耀了，要因为荣耀呢来打破他的戒食。但是呢因为他在多尔萨穆尼之前荣耀了，所以说呢这就是一个非常巨大的冒犯，所以呢就可以把他的这种冒犯的行为可以四处的传扬开来，以这样的方式呢来打破 Ambarish 王他之前所具有的好的名声。所以 Durvasa Muni 他脑子里面是这样的去盘算的。
So when he came back, even though he could see that Maharaj Ambarish has not eaten, has broken his fast by drinking water,still, he was so disturbed, so angry, because he was frustrated in his plan to defame Maharaj Ambarish. He became so angry, so agitated, that with his mystic powers, he created a demon of fire that was meant to swallow Maharaj Ambarish.
所以说呢，当 Durvasa Muni 他回到 Ambarish 王的王宫的时候呢，虽然说他知道 Ambarish 王并没有通过吃东西而打破戒食，而只是喝了一些水，但是呢，因为 Durvasa Muni 他脑子里面想的就是要搅坏 Ambarish 王的名声，所以说呢，他就非常的愤怒，他就非常的被因为 Ambarish 王喝了这个水而感到这个心存不爽，所以呢他就非常愤怒的产生了一团火，然后呢他就希望用这团火吞掉 Ambarish 王。
So it was a very embarrassing situation. So he sent this now we have this fire personalitycoming towards Maharaj Ambarish to swallow him. And Maharaj Ambarish is there and he sees all that, and he sees this fire personality coming towards him. And he's just dependent on the Lord. He's a totally surrendered devotee. He's totally dependent on the Lord. You know, he doesn't do anything. just stay there with folded hands. And at that time, Lord Vishnu sent his Sudarshana Chakra from Vaikuntha and immediately destroyed the fiery demon. And then start whirling around and start persecuting Durvasa Muni to kill him also because of his offensive attitude towards Maharaj Ambarish, who is a great devotee of the Lord. So,
Durvasa Muni 那这个火人呢，就冲向了 Ambarish 王，要把 Ambarish 王给吞掉。那么 Ambarish 王呢，他是处在一个非常泰然处之的一种状态。他面对着这个火人向他冲过来，他完全的不畏惧，他只是双手合十的让自己完全的归于主的保护之下，所以呢，他并没有产生任何的对这个火人的反应。但这会儿呢。 主维士奴他就派来了他的苏德山查克拉，这苏德山查克拉呢一下子就戳中了这个火人，并且把这个火人呢就给消灭掉了。然后呢，这个苏德山查克拉调转了这个矛头，就冲向了多尔萨穆尼，因为多尔萨穆尼冒犯了他非常伟大的奉献者安巴瑞什王，所以说呢，他这会儿要把这个多尔萨穆尼也要杀死。
See,
Maharaj Ambarish is not a yogi.
But he was protected from the that mystic creature created by Durvasa Muni.
但是呢，他却被保护了，并没有被多尔萨穆尼所产生的这具有玄秘力量的火人所伤害。
Now Durvasa Muni was in trouble. Durvasa Muni started flying away in great speed, persecuted by the Sudarshana Chakra that he knew very well that he had the power to kill him.
那这会儿呢，Durvasa Muni 他可是身陷困境了，他立刻的就飞起身，然后飞向了天空。 因为苏德山查克呢是以飞快的速度在追他，要杀死他。那么多尔萨穆尼他心里是非常明白的，苏德山查克是绝对有力量要夺取他的性命的。
So he went to see Lord Shiva because Lord Shiva is the greatest yogi, and asked protection from Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva said, "How can I protect this? It's the Sudarshana Chakra. What can I do?"
所以呢，多尔萨穆尼首先呢，先去找的是伟大的瑜伽师希瓦，然后呢，他就说这个苏德山查克在要这个惩罚我，请您保护我。那么主希瓦就说呢，这是苏德山查克，我有什么能力能够保护得了你呢？
So then he went to see Lord Brahma, who is the topmost demigod, topmost living entity in this material world, in this material creation. And Lord Brahma said, "I cannot do anything. This is Sudarshana Chakra."
然后呢，他又去找主 Brahma。那主 Brahma 呢，是这个宇宙创造物质创造中最伟大的人物，而且呢，他也是半身人之主。但是主 Brahma 说，这是Sudarshana Chakra， 我怎么能帮得了你呢
？And he told him, "The best you can do is to go and to see Lord Vishnu because he's." Sudarshana Chakra belongs to Lord Vishnu.
然后呢，主 Brahma 就对多尔萨穆尼说呢，你最好是去找主 Vishnu， 主 Vishnu 能帮得了你，因为这Sudarshana Chakra 它也是由主 Vishnu 那儿发出来的，是属于他的武器。
So even though he was not a devotee, he was not a pure devotee, he was just a yogi. He could enter in Vaikuntha and meet Lord Vishnu, Durvasa Muni.
Durvasa Muni, 他是一位伟大的瑜伽师，他其实并不是一位奉献者，但是呢，他依然可以去到 Vaikuntha 并在那儿见到了 Vishnu.
And ask Lord Vishnu for protection.
他来到了主 Vishnu 面前，请求主 Vishnu 给他保护。
And Lord Vishnu says, "Sorry, but I cannot help you."
然后主 Vishnu 说：“实在抱歉，我帮不了你。”
because my Sudarshana Chakra, he knows when the devotees are offended, you know, he has to punish them, so I cannot do anything to stop him now, because he's acting on his mission of protecting my devotee.
因为呢，我的苏德山查克呢，它有一个使命，就是当我的奉献者受到冒犯的时候呢，他就知道他一定要去惩罚这个冒犯了奉献者的人。所以现在呢，我是没有办法把他控制住的，因为他必须得去完成他这使命。
So the only person who can really stop the Sudarshan Chakra is Maharaj Ambarish if you approach him.
所以呢，现在真正能够制止 Sudarshan Chakra 的是 Ambarish 王。如果你要去找 Ambarish 王的话。
So he had to go to the original place, the original point, the palace of Maharaj Ambarish, and in front of Maharaj Ambarish, you know, he fell on his knees and asked for forgiveness from Maharaj Ambarish.
所以说呢，就是萨摩尼他就必须又回到原点，来到 Ambarish 王的皇宫，并且呢跪倒在 Ambarish 王的面前，并且请求得到 Ambarish 王的原谅。
And Maharaj Ambarish actually was even embarrassed. He said, "No, you are a great yogi. You don't need to ask forgiveness. Actually, it's my fault. I act in a way that disturbed you, and I'm really very sorry."
那这样一来呢，使得 Ambarish 王倒觉得很不好意思了。他说：“别这样啊，您是一位非常伟大的瑜伽师，我怎么能够对您表示原谅呢？”事实上是我自己做的不对，所以说呢，让您受到了这么大的打扰。
So by this attitude, actually, was forgiving Durvasa Muni.
但事实上呢 ，Ambarish 王的这样的一番展示呢，也就意味着他原谅了 Durvasa Muni.
And the Sudarshana Chakra went away.
这样一来 ，Sudarshana Chakra 就撤掉了。
So Durvasa Muni was a very great yogi, had a great mystic powers, but he could not protect himself. Maharaj Ambarish was not a great yogi, but the powers of the Lord, the powers of Lord Vishnu were at his service.
Durvasa Muni 他是一位非常伟大的瑜伽师，而且呢有这么高深的神秘力量，可是他保护不了自己。但是呢 Ambarish 王他虽然不是一位瑜伽师，但是呢主却站在他的这一边，并且呢还就是他的Sudarshan Chakra还在为他做服务。
So you have to see, even though he doesn't pursue mystic powers,He has the power to attract even Sudarshana Chakra in his defense.
所以说呢，我们可以看到 Ambarish 王他虽然自己没有神秘力量，但是呢，他却有力量吸引 Sudarshana Chakra 来保护他。
And in the case of Draupadi, once she was being defamed in the court of the Kauravas, you know, in front of all those kings and princes, all big men, then powerful men, powerful generals and kings and princes, you know. And she was a very fragile lady, was going to be offended. They wanted to disrobe her, to put her naked in front of all these men.
还有就是 Draupadi 的例子。那 Draupadi 呢，她是一个如此瘦弱的女子。然后呢 ，Kaurava 在 Kaurava 的庭上。在所有的这些武士将领还有王子们所聚集的会众大厅上，Kaurava王子们想要当众羞辱他，要扒光他的衣服。
It was the fault. It was the fault of her husbands, you know, the five Pandavas, because they engaged in a gambling match with Duryodhan from the other party.And they lost in the gambling match. They lost everything they had, their kingdom, their weapons, even they lost their wives.
但是周伯提他之所以会被处于如此的境地呢，是由于他的丈夫们所致。那他的丈夫们，也就是潘达的兄弟们呢， 和对边的杜尔党进行了赌博，然后在这赌博的这个过程中呢，使他们不利的失去了所有的一切，失去了他们的财富，失去了他们的王国，最后呢把他们的这个妻子也给输掉了。
So they actually made a big mistake of betting their own wife in a gambling match. That was not supposed to happen.
那事实上呢，这个朱帕提的丈夫们，他们是在赌博的这个赌场上犯了一个巨大的错误，把自己的妻子也输掉了。那么这件事情其实本不应该发生的。
So what the other party won everything, and they won Draupadi, and they tell her, go and bring her here, and Duryodhana told his brother Dushasana, told his brother, so now you stripped her naked, we want to see, she belongs to us, we want to see her naked.
所以说呢，杜尔丹这边呢，他们就在赌场上赢得了一切，甚至于赢得了 Draupadi， 然后呢杜尔丹就让他的弟弟杜舍山去把朱帕提给抓来，然后呢要把他的衣服给扒光，因为他现在呢是属于我们的了，所以呢我们现在要看他赤身裸体的样子。
This is so gross, particularly in that society in those days where they are very, very greatly, very cultured, you know, very, very prominent. To do something like this is very, very sinful.
所以这是一件非常令人恶心的事情，而且特别是在当时的这样一个社会，而且那是在还是很体面、很有文化的这些人们的中间去做这样的事情，是非常的罪恶的。
Nobody could protect her, not even her husbands, because they had lost everything. They had lost her on a gambling match.
所以当时呢是没有任何一个人可以保护得了 Draupadi 的，即便是她的丈夫们也保护不了她，因为她的丈夫在她的丈夫们在赌场上把她给输了。
So she was a very, very chaste woman.And how she was totally unprotected in front of all these men and this huge person, you know, huge kshatriya, trying to pull out her saris. What could she do?
所以周克提她本身是一位非常贞洁的女子，可是她现在呢，却完全处在一个不被保护的状态，而且呢，还被这些。了不起的战将们被这些沙地利们所羞辱着，所以他现在该怎么办呢？
She was totally defenseless.
所以他现在完全处在一个不被保护的状态。
She tried in the beginning, she tried to hold on her sari to not be undressed, but what could she do? Dushasana was a big man.
他刚开始的时候呢，他是使劲的拽着自己的sari。想让这个 Shari 呢不被拽掉，但是他又能怎么办呢？因为 Dushasana 是如此强悍的一个人。
So then she remembered Krishna at that time. He said, "That's the only person who can protect him." And he raised. She totally stopped protecting herself. She just raised her arms and cried, "Govinda, Govinda!" And Krishna came to protect her.
所以呢，他后来终于想起了 Krishna， 他就想起 Krishna 是能够保护他的，所以呢，他就放弃了自己要抓住自己的 Shari， 来自保的这种方式。他把双手高高的举向了空中，并且呢，使劲的呼喊着 "Govinda, Govinda"， 然后 Krishna 就来帮他了。
So Krishna, invisible to everyone, Krishna starts supplying.Unlimited quantity of sari. So Dushasana was pulling sari, and she was keeping remaining dressed. They just saw she was still dressed, and he was pulling so much sari there on the floor, but she was always dressed. They couldn't see that Krishna was supplying unlimited quantity of sari.
所以呢，在不被人所见到的这种情况下呢，隐身的状态下 ，Krishna 他为Draupadi 提供着无限的 sari， 所以呢，都沙山他在不断的扒朱帕提的 sorry， 但是呢，朱帕提的 sorry 的身上始终裹着 sorry， 就是他无论他怎么扒，他的身上都裹着，就是因为 Krishna 在隐身的状态下为朱帕提提供着无限的 sorry。
So it was a mystic power manifested there, the sari that became unlimited.
所以呢，在当时那个状态下展现的是玄秘力量，也就是说呢，这个 sari 它就变成了无限长的 sari.
And nobody could undress her.
所以呢，没有任何一个人可以真正的扒光她的衣服。
Mm-hmm. Krishna manifests that mystic power in order to protect her.His dear devotee, Draupadi.
对 Krishna, 他为了要保护他非常亲爱的奉献者 Draupadi, 所以呢展示了玄秘的力量。
So, the devotees, actually, they have the biggest mystic powers, the greatest mystic powers.
所以说奉献者他其实所具有的是最强大的最伟大的玄秘力量。
We have the example of Srila Prabhupada. He changed dirty iron made hearts, dirty hearts into golden hearts by changing so many young people into wonderful Vaishnavas. This is the highest mystic power.
那我们在舍勒帕帕的身上呢，也看到了他所展示的最崇高的玄秘力量。他呢，把那么多年轻的人，给转化成了非常美妙的奉献者。他把很多人的很肮脏的像铁一样的心，给转化成了像金子般闪亮的心。
This is the topmost mystic power to change the heart of a person from.A very sinful person to a wonderful Vaishnava.
对呢，这是最高的玄秘瑜伽师的展现，就是把很具有很有罪恶心态的人的心给转换成了美妙的 Vaishnava 的心。
Srila Prabhupada has produced wonderful Vaishnavas, and all these wonderful Vaishnavas got the power of Srila Prabhupada to also, you know, create wonders by changing the hearts of so many people.
Srila Prabhupada 呢，他创造了这么多美妙的 Vaishnava， 以这样的方式来展示他的玄秘力量。而这些被创造出来的 Vaishnava 呢，也拥有了Srila Prabhupada 所拥有的这种玄秘力量。然后呢，他们也能够去。转化很多人的心。
So Maharaj Parikshit also inquired about the purpose of the Vedic knowledge.
这个 Parikshita 王呢，他也在询问着伟达知识的用意何在。
And Srila Prabhupada quotes.This verse from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, text 15. If you have Bhagavad Gita with you, you can read.
Okay. 然后呢，Srila Prabhupada 呢，他就引述了他在要旨里面引述了《国家梵歌》第十五章的第十五十节。那么这第十五章的第十五十节呢，是这样的。
Sarvasya chaham vidhi sanivishto mata smriti jnanam apohanam cha vedasya cha sarveraham eva vedyo vedanta krit vedavid eva chaham
我在众生的心中记忆知识和遗忘都来自于我研究伟达经的目的是要知道我事实上我是伟丹塔的编纂者是伟达经的知悉者
So The Vedas are emanating from Krishna.
Veda Jing 是来自于 Krishna 的。
And through the Vedas we can know Krishna.
而且通过 Veda Jing 呢，我们是能够了解 Krishna 的。
Because the Vedas give direction to humankind, so they can.Prepare themselves to go back home to Krishna and be with Krishna.
因为伟达镜呢，它给人类以指导，从而使得人类呢能够做好准备，能够回到 Krishna 那里，并且和 Krishna 在一起。
When you come to this material world, we forget Krishna.
当你来到这物质世界的时候呢，我们就把 Krishna 给忘记了。
We become absorbed and try to satisfy our selfish desires.
我们就变得让自己完全沉醉在去满足我们自己的自私自利的物质欲望之中。
But Krishna, within the heart, as a super soul, tries to create remembrance in a, it tries to awaken the individual soul from that forgetfulness.
但是呢，Krishna 他作为超灵。在这个个体灵魂的心中呢，是为他指明方向，然后呢，让他能够得到唤醒。
Because the role of the super soul, a main role of the super soul within the heart, is to awaken Krishna consciousness in the heart of that person.
因为呢，在我们内心中的超灵，他要做的最主要的一件事情就是。要唤醒他所在的这个人的，就是他要唤醒这个人的 Krishna 知觉。
So that's why he is the guru inside. The Chaitya guru is the guru inside.
对，为什么超灵他是 Chaitya guru， 他是这个人内心中的 guru。
So when the super soul notices that there is some little, very little eagerness.To understand the purpose of life within that heart, the heart of that conditioned soul, then the Chaitya Guru induces that person to meet outside spiritual master to receive guidance.
对，当内心的超灵他了解到了这个人，他有一点点想要去了解这个真理的话呢，那么他也就会。促使这个人就作为这个 Chaitya Guru 内心的这个 Guru 去促使他去从外在去见到一位灵性导师，然后从而呢得到指导。
So this is how we get awakened in our original Krishna consciousness by the help of the super soul manifested through the external spiritual masters and the saintly devotees and the scriptures.
所以说呢，就是通过我们的超灵，然后呢，它展现为外在的灵性导师或者外在的圣洁的这个奉献者或者是经典，从而呢，能够最开始的把我们的 Krishna 知觉所唤醒。
So Krishna has given this Vedic knowledge to help the individual soul.To understand Krishna, that's the purpose of the Vedic knowledge.
所以说呢，这个伟达文献、伟达知识的目的呢，就是在于这个 Krishna 给了伟达知识，然后呢，让我们能够做好准备，从而能够回到 Krishna 那里。
Yes, the Vedas they explain many different processes of purification, but the whole goal of this.Process of purification is to eventually come to the knowledge of Krishna and one's loving relationship with Krishna.
在伟达经里面呢，其实给我们提供了很多的关于进化的程序，但是所有这些进化的程序呢，都是为了让我们最终能够获得这个关于 Krishna 的知识，并且呢，最终能够重新的换回我们对 Krishna 的爱。
So the Vedas are there to give guidance.To the conditioned souls to come to Krishna to attain Krishna.
所以说呢，这伟达经它就是为了要给我们指导，从而呢让我们能够来到 Krishna 的面前，从而能够重新再获得对 Krishna 的爱。
So by understanding this Vedic knowledge, the conditioned souls come to he will get the knowledge, the understanding that he has a loving relationship with Krishna.
所以呢，通过这些伟大的知识呢， 这个个体灵魂他就了解到了，那么最终呢是有和 Krishna 相，就是和 Krishna 之间的关系的这样的知识。
We have the understanding. The first thing is that we understand we have a loving relationship with Krishna.
那首当其冲要理解的呢，是我们和 Krishna 之间是有一个爱的关系的。
And then the Vedas also give us the process by which we can gradually approach Krishna.
然后这个韦达经呢，它其实给了我们一个程序。那么通过这样的程序呢，我们就可以接近 Krishna。
And by practicing properly this process given the Vedas, we attain the supreme goal, means we attain the supreme personality of Godhead. We develop our loving relationship with Him.
而且呢，就是通过很好的去遵循这个程序呢，就使我们最后呢能够达到至尊人格首神，并且呢我们能够建立起和至尊人格首神之间的怀着爱的关系。
So this is the whole purpose of the Vedas is to know Krishna.
所以说呢，韦达经它整个的用意就在于使我们能够真正的了解 Krishna.
And Krishna says it very clear. By all the Vedas, I am to be known. I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas.
而且 Krishna 他在这里面他说的也很清楚，他说呢。研究这个韦达经的目的就是要知道我，事实上我是韦丹塔的编纂者，韦达经的知悉者。
To know me, these Vedas are meant to know me.
所以说呢，这个韦达经它的用意呢，就是为了要了解我。
So we are very fortunate because we are studying the essence of the Vedas given by Krishna himself in the form of the Bhagavad Gita, which is wonderful. It's really the essence of the Vedas given by the person who has given this knowledge of the Veda. He gives us the essence in the Bhagavad Gita so that we can, in one lifetime, we can realize our loving relationship with Krishna.
那所以我们呢是非常的幸运的，因为呢我们被赐予了《薄伽梵歌》，而且《薄伽梵歌》呢，它是韦达经的精髓，而且呢，这个精髓呢是由主 Krishna 他亲自所给予我们的，所以呢，我们非常幸运的在这一世研习《薄伽梵歌》，就有可能会回到 Krishna 那里，就能够恢复我们的 Krishna 之缘。
So that's why we are practicing this process of devotional service because we want.To attain a loving relationship with Krishna. That's our goal in life.
而且呢，这也就是为什么我们现在会修习奉爱服务的这个程序，因为呢，这是我们的这一生的目标所致，因为我们希望能够获得对 Krishna 的爱的关系。
We have understood or we are in the process of understanding that we are eternal.Spiritual souls, and we are parts and parcels of Krishna, and we have actually a very loving connection with Krishna.
而且我们呢，已经理解或者我们正在理解的这个过程中，就是我们是永恒的灵魂。那我们呢，是 Krishna 不可分割的一部分，而且我们和 Krishna 是有永恒的爱的关系的。
And we are already following the process given by.The great devotees of Krishna that have distilled for us the essence of practice, so we can actually realize our real selves as spiritual souls, parts and parcels of Krishna, having a loving, eternal loving relationship with Krishna.
那我们呢？现在呢？正在遵循主的伟大的奉献者所给予我们的这个修习的程序。那么主的伟大的奉献者呢，把这个修习的程序的这个精髓的部分都帮我们给提炼出来了。那么通过这样的程序呢，就使得我们能够了解到，我们是永恒的灵魂，我们是主不可分割的一部分，而且我们和主 Krishna 之间呢是有永恒的爱的关系的。
And we have.All the mystic powers at our disposition to conquer material energy.
而且呢，我们都是有玄秘的力量的，而且这个玄秘的力量呢，它就是能够征服物质能量的。
We have the mercy of the holy names.
我们有圣名的仁慈。
We have the mercy of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam.
我们有来自于圣典博迦瓦坛以及博迦梵歌的仁慈。
We have the mercy of our Srila Prabhupada and our gurus.
那我们有来自于 Srila Prabhupada 以及我们的灵性导师们所给予我们的仁慈。
We have the mercy of all the devotees.
我们有所有的奉献者们所给予我们的仁慈。
And with their mercy,In our power, with their mercy, we will be able to change our dirty hearts, iron hearts, into golden hearts.
所以说呢，我们的力量，就是他们的仁慈注入到我们的力量之中，从而使我们得以把我们很肮脏的罪恶的心给转换成金子般的心。
So instead of being too much dependent on our own capacity is better that we take more shelter of Krishna, more shelter of Krishna by taking more shelter of Guru and the devotees and the scriptures. In this way, we'll get the power to overcome the unsurmountable power of our material desires. We can overcome the most difficult, the most terrible material desires that still haunt our hearts.
所以呢，我们与其是靠着自己的微薄的力量去努力，我们不如呢更好的去脱避于 Krishna 所给我们的庇护。那脱避于 Krishna 所给我们的庇护呢，就是来自于去脱避于由Krishna 所展现的灵性导师，还有圣洁的奉献者们以及经典的这样的脱避。那从而呢，在这样的脱离中呢，使得我们得以能够去征服根本就没有办法征服的巨大的物质的能量。
So we have at our disposition. If you are sincere, Krishna will give us all the strength, all the power to overcome the most difficult thing to overcome, our material desires.
所以说呢，如果我们要是有这样的一种心态的话呢，我们如果要是很真诚的去依附于 Krishna， 那么 Krishna 呢，他就会给我们力量，从而呢，让我们去征服最强大的没有办法去征服的物质的欲望。
So we are about to finish to end this lecture.
那我们就要来结束今天的这节讲课。
And I wanted to just send you a very beautiful verse that you could use for today's meditation.
好，那我呢要给大家献上一首非常美妙的祷文，一首非常美妙的诗节。那么大家可以在今天的时候呢冥想这节美丽的诗节。
So you may wait a second. Okay.I'm going to post here, and then our dear Dana Kelly will translate later, so you can all read the translation.
Oh, 阿叔说呢，现在他把这一世界先发给我，然后呢，等一会儿的时候把它翻译出来，然后呢发给大家。
So you have just a little patience.
大家稍微的有点耐心。
But we can already translate a little bit for you. O Lord, if we become lusty to attain your devotional service, angry at those who blaspheme you, greedy to accept food, flowers, and other things offered to you, enchanted by you,Proud to identify as your devotee, and intoxicated by drinking the honey of your lotus feet, then we may easily defeat the lust, anger, greed, enchantment, pride, and intoxication that are our enemies. So beautiful.
我试着翻译一下中文，大家先大概齐了解一下这个意思。 这个事件呢是来自于 Chaitanya Bhagavat Antya Kanda 的第六章的第138十节，这是这样写的，他说，哦主啊，如果我们要是变得很就是很贪婪的达到对您的奉爱服务，并且愤怒于那些亵渎您的人，贪婪的接受供奉给您的食物、鲜花以及其他的物品，并且被您所着迷，为了您，而且呢，很骄傲于您的奉献者，并且由于喝饮了供奉在您的莲花足下的蜜露而感到迷醉，那我们就会很容易的击败色欲、愤怒、贪婪、迷惑、骄傲以及酒醉，这些都是我们的大敌。
嗯，是哪一声？
Yeah, the meaning is really, yeah, inspiring.
Yeah, inspiring. Okay, if you have any comments or questions, you can ask.
那现在大家有没有任何的问题或者是评述的话呢，就可以问了。So here has a question from Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu. 这第一问题呢是由 Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu 来的啊，陈冠江 Prabhu 的。第八阿叔和奉献。
Chaitanya Charan.
Chaitanya, what did I say?
Charan, not Chandra.
Oh, 对不起，对不起 ，Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, Chaitanya Charan Prabhu. 顶拜阿叔和奉献者们，我们知道 Dorsa Muni 有很强的瑜伽力量，甚至可以逃跑到灵性星球去找主 Vishnu 救命，但是他没有办法长期住在灵性世界，是不是因为他不是 Krishna 的奉献者，不是 Krishna 的，没有为 Krishna 做奉爱服务？所以即使他有强大的力量，他还是没有资格回到灵性世界。Ashu, please accept my very humble obeisances and also my very humble obeisances to all the devotees. We know that Durasa Muni has very powerful mystic mystic power, and he even can go to the spiritual planet to seek the help from Lord Vishnu. However, he is not able to reside in the spiritual world.With that, of course, he is not the devotee of Lord Krishna, and he hasn't really rendered any devotional service to the Lord. So, because of that, to make him, even he has very powerful mystic power, however, he still doesn't have the qualification to be back to the spiritual world.
Yes, right. It's a comment. It's more a comment what you say, and it's a right comment.
对，就是您说的这个更多的呢是对今天讲课的评注，而且呢您这个评注是非常正确的评注。
It's proper. It's not a devotee. So it's a devotee is not even eager to go to join Krishna because he's not a devotee. So he could go there just to ask for help because he was in trouble, but he is not qualified to stay there.
OK, 那么作为一位奉献者呢，他其实根本就也不会去祈求着是不是能够回到灵性世界。但是呢，因为 Durasa Muni 他并不是一位奉献者，所以呢他去灵性世界呢是为了要找 Krishna 帮忙，但是就是由于他不是奉献者，所以呢他没有资格住在灵性世界。
嗯。
Actually, at this point, I didn't see any questions, but can I ask
I ask a million of questions?
就是现在因为我没有看到有奉献者提问题，所以呢，我抽这个空来请教阿叔一个问题啊。Actually, just now you said that it's very wrong for Drupadi's husband to do that, to have the gambling and through the gambling to...lose their wife, but that's a big mistake. At the same time, like grandfather Bhishma and Dronacharya, they also made the same mistake because they didn't really offer any help to Draupadi when she is in such a difficult situation. However, Lord Krishna later said that because they have that kind of behavior, so they have been subjected to be punished to death. So my question is that, why the Pandavas, they also, you know, committed the, you know, kind of similar mistake, but why Lord Krishna didn't think about to give them any punishment, but still protect them? How different is it to consider the situation in between of the Pandavas and Bhishma Dev and Dronacharya?
Yeah, it's a very nice point.
Please allow me to translate. 就比如说像Bhishma 祖父还有像Dronacharya他们就有就是他们其实是因为在周伯帝在受辱的时候没有保护他，所以呢他们罪该万死，所以呢Krishna说其实他已经把他们给杀死了。但是既然Pandava 兄弟他们也是犯了这样的错，为什么Krishna没有对他们有惩罚，而反而还是在不断的在保护他们呢？我就想请教阿叔，那么Pandava 五兄弟和 Bhishma 祖父和 Dronacharya 他们在这个问题上有什么不同的地方？
One of the reasons why Krishna really pushed for this war, it was this offense actually to Draupadi. Was one of the main reasons.
Yeah, 其实 Krishna 他之所以会如此的去促成这个战争的发生的有一个重大的原因，就是由于 Draupadi 当时在赌场上被羞辱。
Yes, Dronacharya was killed, Bhishma Deva was killed, all these great great personalities witnessed Draupadi's the offense against Draupadi without moving a finger. They were all killed, were all destroyed in the war of Kurukshetra.
那么这个像 Bhishma Dev 还有像 Dronacharya 以及所有当时在场的袖手旁观的这些大战将们都是在 Kurukshetra 的战场上被杀死了。
But the Pandavas also experienced a lot of misery because even though they were not killed in the battle of Kurukshetra, they had to kill their family members, their dear ones. And in the end, practically everybody was finished. All their family members, their friends, everybody was dead. It was worse, it was even worse of being dead than being dead to face the whole situation. So they actually suffered a lot.
但是潘诺瓦兄弟们呢，其实他们是受了很多很多的苦的。原因呢，就是由于他们必须要杀死他们自己的亲朋好友，而且在这场战争的最后结束的时候呢，基本上就是说所有的人都战死沙场了，那这个战死沙场了。而潘诺瓦兄弟们他们是亲手杀死了所有的这些人，所以这个其实比死了还要痛苦。所以从这个角度来讲呢，他们其实是还是很难受的，非常非常难受的。
So it was a great punishment actually to have to fight a war and kill your own grandfather and a very 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 affectionate teacher, you know, and so many other relatives and friends. That was a terrible thing.
所以说呢，要参加这样一场战争，然后呢，要杀死自己的祖父以及深爱自己的老师以及很多的这种亲朋好友，这其实是一个挺大的惩罚，这是一个很可怕的事情。
But because these are all devotees, Bhishma is a great devotee, the Pandavas are great devotees, ultimately they, after they experience all these horrible things, ultimately they attain perfection. Even Bhishma Dev, you know,he was dying, but he could have the darshan of Krishna and give good advices to the Pandavas. So his consciousness was pure. So in the last moment, his consciousness was pure, so he attained perfection. The Pandavas the same. But they had to undergo a lot of suffering, a lot of difficulties because of that offense to Draupadi.
但是呢，这些人其实他们都是非常伟大的奉献者。所以说呢，比如像这个 Bhishma Dev, Bhishma 祖父，他在最后临死的时候呢，他是可以darshan到主 Krishna 的，并且呢，他还能够给Pandava兄弟那么好的教导，然后最后呢，他们也就达到了这个完美。而且呢 ，Pandava 五兄弟们他们也有很好的这种归宿。但是呢，就是由于他们当时在Draupadi 的这件事情上所做出来的这个不恰当的这种行为，导致了他们必须要为此而受很多的苦。
嗯
，Yes, thank you, 阿叔。
Thanks.
Yeah. Then the next question from Rajendra Prabhu. 感谢阿叔，感谢翻译和主持。想做自己喜欢的事情，但不一定是正确的事情。做正确的事情不一定是自己喜欢的事情。正确的做法应该是什么样的呢？谢谢您。Thanks, 阿叔 and thanks for the translator and the host. We want to do the things what we like. However, that is not necessary to be the right thing to do.But sometimes we do the right thing, but it's not necessary to be the things what we like to do. So what is the, you know, the right balance about that?
Well, we have to do what the scriptures and the spiritual master and the saintly devotees tell us to do. Like it or not like it, that's what we should do, because if you do what they tell us to do, we are pleasing Krishna, not necessarily...immediately pleasing our selfish interest, but we are pleasing Krishna, and eventually we are going to be very, very happy.
那我们要做的事情呢，是要做 Krishna, 还有圣洁的奉献者，以及我们的 Guru Maharaj 要让我们做的事情。无论这个事情我们是喜欢做还是不喜欢做，我们都要做，因为我们在做这样的事情的时候呢，是取悦 Krishna 的。可能立刻我们没有办法看到它是满足了我们自己的这种小的私利，但是呢，从长远来讲，我们这么做了，我们就会变得真正的非常的快乐。That's it. Next question.
Yes.
Yeah. The next question is from Sumukhi Radha Madhaji. 顶拜亲爱的阿叔，感恩主持人和翻译。请问如果不是奉献者，即便是像多尔萨穆尼这样的非常有力量的瑜伽师，也无法去除愤怒和嫉妒，获得美好的品质吗？但是他竟然可以去到瓦昆塔，怎么理解呢？不是没有完美品格的人是无法进入灵性世界吗？感恩您的解惑。Ashu, thank you very much for your lecture and please accept my very humble obeisances. For the personality like Durasa Muni, he is not a devotee. However, he is a very powerful mystic yogi. But a person like him cannot remove his anger and jealousy. And is that possible for a person like him to obtain any beautiful qualities? And also,since he can go to the Vaikuntha planet, how can he go there since he doesn't have any good qualities? Because what we understand that only for those people who has a perfect qualities can go to the spiritual world.
Yes, Durvasa Muni is not a pure devotee. It's what we call...Yoga Mishra Bhakta means a devotee, but with more interest in develop, through devotion is more interested to develop mystic powers. So means they have to show some bhakti to Vishnu, even in order to get mystic powers or liberation, but it's not, bhakti is not their goal. So that's why they cannot get rid of all their bad qualities. It's not that Durvasa Muni was always angry, always agitated and that, but he had this moments where he manifested these extraordinary things. Also, Krishna takes advantage to perform a nice pastime, you know. But the thing is that they have some bhakti. They acknowledge the position of Lord Vishnu, but their practice of devotion is mixed with the interest to attain mystic powers, not really to attain a loving relationship with Krishna.
这个多尔夏穆尼他其实他不是一位纯粹的奉献者，但他其实他是对于主维什努是有一些奉爱之情的，而且呢，他也是承认主维什努的地位的。但是呢，他去找维什努或者他去达到维什努的目的，并不是为了要得到对他的纯粹的奉爱服务，而是为了要得到这个玄秘的力量。
So yes, he is not qualified to ever, he was with his mystic power, he was given opportunity to enter in Vaikuntha to see Lord Vishnu, but he could not stay there.
对，还有刚才阿叔还说了，我忘了一点，就是这个。 主呢也可以用他的这个所具有的这个玄秘力量来展现一些逍遥时光。那然后呢，就是这个多尔夏穆尼他有他的这个玄秘力量，那么他可以通过他这个玄秘力量去到像瓦昆特这样的灵性世界，但是呢，他不能够待在那儿，他虽然能见到主，但是他不能够在那儿住。
So certainly he's not a pure devotee, but Krishna has favored him with the capacity to enter in Vaikuntha and approach him, which was good for him, for Durvasa Muni.
Okay, 就是这个 Durvasa Muni 呢，他不是纯粹的奉献者，但是呢，Krishna 就是主 Vishnu 其实也是帮了他的忙，然后呢，让他能够去到这个外昆特星宿去见他。
Because after all, undergoing this trial was good for Durvasa Muni. He became somehow more purified.
因为呢，就是通过所有的这一切的试炼呢，其实对于 Durvasa Muni 来说呢，也是有帮助的，因为使他可以变得不断的进化。And
you could understand that the devotee of the Lord is very powerful because he's protected by the Lord Himself.
然后呢，也可以让多尔夏穆尼能够理解，主 Krishna 的奉献者是非常有力量的，因为他们是被主直接所照顾的。阿叔，多尔夏穆尼，for the personality like 多尔夏穆尼 are they still alive? I mean, they're still flying here and there, somewhere.
多尔夏穆尼, I don't know. Might be. I don't know.
我好奇问。I never read anything about Durvasa Muni being around, but could be around. Of course, there were lots of story about him in all kinds of yogas, in all kinds of
He could be around, certainly.
我好奇问阿叔一句，我说像多尔夏穆尼，maybe
join the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
我好奇问阿叔一句，我就说像多尔夏穆尼这样的人物现在是不是还在健在，或者是在某一个地方在飞来飞去的？因为我们确实是听到了，就是他在各个年代都有显现，然后呢，好多的逍遥时光里面都有他的出现。然后阿叔说呢，他不知道，因为没有具体的记载是说多尔夏穆尼现在还在，没准啊，多尔夏穆尼可能就潜藏在我们的国际 Krishna 知觉协会里面。
Okay, that was the last question.
Thank you
very much for your questions and for listening.
所以非常感谢大家的问题，也非常感谢大家的聆听。A
very special thank you to Janakeli and Sati Mataji for giving us their time for association.
Ashu, here is a question from Rajendra Prabhu.
But you can translate already what I said.
Okay, 阿叔刚才说呢，就是很感特别的感谢这个 Sati Maji 还有 Dana Kelly 能够为我们安排这样一个特别的时间，然后呢，使我们能够有这样的联谊。
Okay, translate the question.
对，然后现在是 Rajendra Prabhu 的问题哈，亲爱的阿叔，最近发现呢，几乎所有的问题的答案只有一个，多做奉爱服务，这是万能的答案，标准答案。如果问怎么能够清除控制欲和物质欲望，答案也是这个万能答案吧。Dear Ashu, I noticed that recently we have a universal answer for all of the questions, which is that do more devotional service, whatever, then just to have that question, have that answer. It's like a standard answer. So if the question is like how to remove the desire of controlling or the material desire,is that also can be answered as just to do more devotional service, render more devotional service?
Yeah, that's the only solution, is to engage in devotional service. All our problems will go away.
因为呢，这是唯一的解决方法，就只能够是做更多的奉爱服务，这样呢，就可以使我们所有的问题全部都烟消云散了。
The problem is that we may know, but we are stubborn. We don't want to be very well engaged. Yes, a little bit devotional service. Yes, a little bit of sense gratification. Yeah, just a little bit. Don't do too much, otherwise it may be too much.
但问题就是说，我们从理论上了解了这一点，但是其实我们从行动上并没有跟上。比如说呢，我们在想，那好吧，那我就做一点奉爱服务吧。然后呢，我再来点感官享乐，然后我就做点奉献服务，别做太多，一点就行了。
Srila Prabhupada said you should be engaged in devotional service 24 hours a day.
Srila Prabhupada 说，如果你要是一天24小时都在从事奉爱服务，
then there is no little opportunity, not give any little opportunity to Maya.
那么这样的话呢，就不会给玛雅留任何一小点的机会。
And we are because we are always protected by Krishna.
因为在这样的状态下呢，我们就始终都是被 Krishna 所保护着。
It's our constitutional position is to be always engaged in loving service of the Lord.
所以说呢，我们要是始终都为主 Krishna 从事爱心服务的话，那也就意味着我们是处在我们原本的位置上。
And if you wonder what you're going to do during 24 hours a day, what you're going to do to be always engaged 24 hours a day, then I can give you answer to that.
但如果你要是问，那我怎么才能24小时都在做奉爱服务呢？那这问题我可以回答你。
Chant Hare Krishna.
就是念诵 Hare Krishna.
All the time.
一直都在念。
And that's the best way, that's the best form of devotional service.
而这个呢，也是奉爱服务的最好的形式。
Chant Hare Krishna constantly.
就是恒常不断的念诵 Hare Krishna.
And in this way, we are protected by Krishna's internal potency, and then material desires just fly away. There's no room for material desires.
那如果这样做的话呢，其实我们就是在被物质能量的是被这个 Krishna 的内在能量所保护着，那也就会使所有的物质欲望都跑开了，它根本就不可能再有进来，因为没有任何的他们的空间，没有融入他们的空间。
So, Srila Prabhupada said, on a few occasions, he said, there is no material solutions to our material problems.
所以呢，舒拉帕帕他在各种各样不同的情况都讲过了，没有物质的方法能够解决我们物质的问题。
There is only one solution, is a spiritual solution.
他说呢，只有一个方法，而且这个方法呢是灵性的方法。
Chant Hare Krishna.
就是念诵 Hare Krishna.
But because you cannot chant Hare Krishna all the time, we are not able to chant Hare Krishna all the time.
但是呢，就是由于我们没有办法一直都在恒常不断的念诵 Hare Krishna，
so we perform so many other activities，
所以呢，我们才会从事各种各样其他的活动
，with the aim to please Krishna，
那我们做这些事情的目的呢，也是为了要让 Krishna 开心。
Then our senses become purified.
当我们这么做的时候呢，我们的感官就得到了净化。
When our senses are purified, our mind is pacified.
那当我们的感官得到净化之后呢，我们的心意也得到了安慰。
And when the mind is pacified, we can chant Hare Krishna all the time.
那当我们的心意处在一个安静的状态下的时候呢，那我们就可以一直的去念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名了。
So, if you can just chant Hare Krishna all the time, don't worry, Krishna will take care of all your needs.
所以说呢，如果你要是真能够一直都念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名的话呢，就不用为别的事情担心了，因为 Krishna 会保护你所有其他的一切需求。
When Srila Prabhupada was here and most of the devotees used to live in temples and whoever come join in a temple, Prabhupada once he said, if somebody comes and the only thing he wants to do is to chant Hare Krishna, then Srila Prabhupada said, let him just chant Hare Krishna. Provide him with food, provide him with shelter, just let him chant Hare Krishna, because such a person is certainly very rare.
那当释迦爸爸在健在的时候呢，当时呢我们是有很多庙的，大家是会加入到这个庙里面。那么当释迦爸爸来庙里的时候呢，他曾经讲过，他说如果要是有人他一天24小时他只想做的事情就是念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名的话，那么就让他去念圣名，我们要给他提供食物以及提供住所，然后让他只是念诵 Hare Krishna， 因为这样的人是非常的罕见的。
Most of us, we are restless.
因为我们大部分的人呢是处于躁动不安的状态。
So we have to engage our senses many practical activities of devotion.
所以说呢，我们就必须要让我们的感官去从事各种各样的非常实际的奉爱的活动中。
And certainly they are very useful. Useful. All these activities of devotion are all very useful.
那当然毫无疑问，所有的这些奉爱服务的活动呢都是非常的有用的。
But if a person can just chant Hare Krishna all day long, then just chant Hare Krishna all day long.
但是如果要是有人他能够一整天都只是念诵 Hare Krishna 的话，那就让他只去念诵就好了。
It's a very rare person. Such a person is very, very rare.
因为这样的人是非常罕见的。
I don't know anyone like that who can just chant Hare Krishna all day long.
到目前为止，我自己并不认识任何一位可以一天24小时只念Hare Krishna不做别的事情。
Of course, we are also in a society to give Krishna consciousness to others, so we are also very busy in finding ways of distributing Krishna consciousness to others. So this is part of the process.
那当然我们现在所处在的这个社团呢是要把 Hare Krishna 的这个圣名努力的去给予别人，所以说呢我们也在很忙碌的在想着各样的办法如何把 Krishna 的这个圣名传播开来，那么这也是很重要的，而且呢这也是我们程序的一部分。
Thank you. Very nice question. Sri Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi, Hari, 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 Hari,
Hari. 阿叔ki jai. 阿叔刚才说，耳朵上跑步问的这些问题是非常好的问题。那瓦昆塔之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，我们今天早课呢就到此结束了。非常感恩 Krishna Balade 跑步，我们亲爱的阿叔，我们的很好的讲解以及对问题的耐心的解答，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，谢谢萨迪玛吉为我们安排的这么好的平台，深深的顶拜所有的聚会的奉献者们，祝大家今天在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个美妙的周日 ，Hare Krishna。